Topic 11.2, contraction of skeletal muscles. This MP3 describes the contraction of muscles as part of the A2 biology specification. Muscles are made up of many muscle fibres. Each of these fibres are made up of many myofibrils. The myofibrils are made up of two types of filament, actin and myosin. Myosin molecules are shaped like golf clubs. The myosin filament is a thick filament made up of the sticks of the golf clubs, with the heads of the golf clubs sticking out. Actin is a thin filament made of two chains twisted around each other. Wound around the actin is a thin thread-like protein called tropomyosin. The actin and myosin filaments overlap each other in the myofibril, creating light and dark stripes. The dark parts are where the two filaments overlap, and the light parts are where they do not. Each myofibril is divided into sections called sarcomeres. Each sarcomere consists of a central H-zone containing non-overlapped myosin. On either side, there is a section of myosin that is overlapped by actin. On the other side of the overlapped section is a section of non-overlapped actin. This is called the I-band. At the edge of the actin is the Z-line. The central section of myosin, overlapped and non-overlapped, is called the A-band. When muscles contract, each sarcomere gets smaller. The Z-lines move closer together, and the actin and myosin become more overlapped. The process by which the actin and myosin overlap and make the muscle contract is called the sliding filament mechanism. This mechanism contains three stages: stimulation, contraction, and relaxation. Muscles are stimulated when an action potential travels along the motor neuron and reaches the neuromuscular junction. The neuromuscular junction is where the motor neuron meets the muscle fibre. The action potential depolarizes the muscle fibre membrane and continues to travel into the muscle fibre through long tubes called T-tubules. As the action potential travels along the T-tubules, it causes the muscle fibre's endoplasmic reticulum, the sarcoplasmic reticulum, to open its calcium ion channels. This releases calcium ions into the muscle's cytoplasm, where they bind to tropomyosin on the actin filaments. On the actin filament is a binding site for the head of the myosin filament. The tropomyosin molecule covers over this binding site. When calcium ions bind to tropomyosin, it moves, uncovering the binding site and allowing the myosin head to bind to the actin. This is called a crossbridge. Once the myosin head is bound to the actin filament, the head changes its angle. As the angle of the head changes, the actin filament is pulled along a little bit. At the same time, the myosin head loses a molecule of ADP. A molecule of ATP quickly replaces it, causing the myosin head to detach from the actin filament. After the myosin head detaches from the actin filament, the ATP molecule is hydrolyzed to ADP and inorganic phosphate. This releases the energy needed for the muscle contraction to happen. The myosin head can then rebind to the actin filament so long as the tropomyosin is not blocking the binding site. The ATP comes from respiration in the mitochondria of the muscle cells. Muscles require a lot of ATP, so they contain a lot of mitochondria. In times of very active exercise, however, there is not enough oxygen to carry out respiration and generate the ATP needed. When this happens, ATP is generated anaerobically using phosphocreatine. Phosphocreatine is stored in the muscles and supplies inorganic phosphate to ADP to reform ATP. After exercise, this phosphocreatine is replenished. When muscle is relaxed, the calcium ions no longer bind to tropomyosin and are actively transported back into the sarcoplasmic reticulum. This means that the binding sites for the myosin head are blocked, and contraction of the muscle cannot happen. Now, if you're happy with that, let's go on and have some questions to finish up. Question 1. What are myofibrils divided into? Myofibrils are divided into sarcomeres. Question 2. What is the H-zone? The H zone is an area in the centre of the sarcomere containing only myosin. Question 3. What happens to the eye band when the muscle contracts? When the muscle contracts, the eye band gets smaller. Question 4. What causes tropomyosin to unblock the binding site on the actin filament? Tropomyosin unblocks the binding site on the actin filament when calcium ions bind. Question 5. How is ATP made during anaerobic conditions? During anaerobic conditions, ATP is made from ADP and inorganic phosphate that comes from phosphocreatine. To summarise, this MP3 describes the contraction of muscles, the arrangement of the muscle fibres and myofibrils, as is the structure of actin and myosin, the arrangement of the sarcomere, and how the appearance of the sarcomere changes when the muscle is contracted and relaxed, the sliding filament mechanism, how the contraction is stimulated by an action potential, what happens within the muscle fibre during contraction, and how the actin filaments are moved in relation to the myosin filaments. Where the energy comes from for contraction is discussed, as well as what happens during muscle relaxation.